This afternoon, doctors in Florida are scheduled to remove the feeding tube from Terry Schiavo. She's the brain-damaged woman whose family's been battling in court over her fate for more than a decade now. In the last few days, the Florida legislature has stepped in, as have lawmakers in Washington. Late Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would allow federal courts to consider Schiavo's case and others. Yesterday, the Senate passed a more narrowly tailored bill that would apply only to Schiavo. Florida Republican Mel Martinez introduced that measure in the U.S. Senate.
We will simply be allowing a federal judge to give one last review, one last look in a case that has so many questions, that has so many anxieties, and that will provide us the kind of assurance before the ultimate fate of this woman is decided to know that we did all we could do and that every last measure of review was given her just like it would have been given to a death row inmate convicted and sentenced to die.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon warned that the measure could have effects beyond what the bill's sponsors intended.
I'm particularly troubled at the prospect of setting a precedent that is going to have the Congress, in effect, playing medical czar in case after case. Because, colleagues, there will be thousands of cases just like this.
So that's the debate here in Washington. We're going to go next to Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo is being kept alive, for now, in a hospice. NPR's Ari Shapiro is there. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Steve.
So how could the developments in Congress affect what's happening today in Florida?
Well, the House and Senate had both hoped to pass bills that would avert the tube removal today. The House and the Senate each did pass a bill, but because Congress has now adjourned for the Easter holiday, it looks like neither bill will have an impact on today's events. Now, House leaders from the Government Reform Committee have said that they plan to subpoena the doctors who are scheduled to remove the tube this afternoon. If that happens, it certainly could get in the way of the tube's removal, but it's unclear whether the courts would go for a plan like that.
And at the same time, Florida lawmakers have been trying to intervene. What are they doing?
That's right. Well, the Florida legislature's bill is slightly different from the bill that was considered in Washington. The bill considered in Tallahassee would make it illegal to remove a feeding tube from someone who was terminally ill if there was a dispute among the family members as to what should be done with that person, unless the person had left a living will. The bill passed in the Florida House, but it failed in the state Senate, so that means it's unlikely that would affect today's events either.
So in Pinellas County, where you are, where do things stand today? What happens today?
Well, as of 1 p.m. today, Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael Schiavo, is allowed to have his wife's feeding tube removed. Even if that happens, though, it may not be the end of the story. Her tube has been removed twice before. The most recent time was in 2003, and when that happened, the Florida legislature passed what became known as Terry's Law, allowing Governor Bush to have the tube reinserted. That's Governor Jeb Bush, George Bush's brother, the president's brother. Doctors say that Terry Schiavo could stay alive for as long as 1 to 2 weeks after the tube is removed, and so it's really unclear what will happen, even if the tube is removed later this afternoon.
One other thing, Ari Shapiro, this is a question we've asked periodically over the years now as this case has gone on and on. There are many people who have had feeding tubes removed over the years. What is it that has made this particular case such a high-profile case?
It really has grown from just a small family dispute into an international issue. In recent months, we've had not only Congress weigh in, but the Vatican. And I think one of the reasons for that is this has really become a cause célèbre for abortion opponents across the country. Conservative religious groups have really organized their base to get involved with this issue. They're telling constituents to write letters, make phone calls. And in fact, Pinellas County police are expecting hundreds of people to gather outside of the hospice where Terry Schiavo is being kept for the tube removal today. So it's likely to be quite a scene there later on today.
Okay, Ari, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro. He's in Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo's feeding tube is scheduled to be removed this afternoon. And we'll continue to follow that story.